like to do this every Tuesday. If there's some special stuff that Caleb Williams does.
I hope you have an open for that that actually involves music from the specials.
Well, I think Caleb is still trying to find his way in this league. We know he's going to be a superstar.
I expect him to lean on the talent around him.
Now looking for a downfield shot, and that's what you just talked about. He takes the profit and gets a first down on second down and short and moves it to the 40 of LA.
I'm going to do whatever I need to do for my team to win. You know, that's handing the ball off, leaning on my guys. If that's dropping back, throwing the ball 30 times, that's doing that.
I mean, you got to feel like a proud father. Your kid's just growing up right before your eyes.
And then when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him.
Not trying to do anything special. And then, you know, when those moments happen, when those moments come up,
that's when you do the special.
You know, it's time to be special.
Williams gets hit by Burse, stays up, on the move.
Got him.
And he connects with Swift, who dives ahead near the sticks. They'll mark him out of bounds to stop the clock with 32 seconds left, and it's good enough for a first down, seemingly.
Caleb somehow slips out of the tackle. He had Swift early and ends up finding him late.
All the special things, it's naturally going to come out when you're the number one pick.
You're the one the prophecy spoke of. You're the special.
The special.
Let's get into it. Let's find out, since we were talking the last segment about nerves and nervousness from Caleb, why don't we talk about some of the things that he got more than right inside of this comeback that fell 2 plays short?
You saw it, Lawrence, and you talked about, what was it, 100 yards in the fourth quarter?
It's pretty impressive, considering the way that the game had gone. It really did feel like to me that the DeAndre Swift touchdown did something to them.
Totally woke them up, and it got Swift going, and then there were some inside runs after that where Swift ran really hard, and they blocked up some of the inside runs very well.
And that's what I was talking about yesterday when we were talking about Karan Amagaji. If you look on the Swift touchdown, 2 blocks to spring him for that touchdown.
Yeah, run. For sure. And then so they got in a rhythm, and Caleb got in a rhythm. And I thought this pass to DJ Moore on the goal line from deep really set them up and was an incredible throw.
Second and 12. Comes a blitz with Wagner. Pass is a floater. And it is a completion.
This is incredible. What a throw. Free rusher. Swift decides not to block.
Moore shaken up on the catch for 29 yards.
This throw was under incredible duress.
How about Caleb hanging in there?
This is a free rusher, so he sees him coming, exposing your body, and still getting that ball out there in between two defenders, Jim, the corner and safety and cover two. That could be an interception or it could win you a game, and they have a chance.
You remember the Monday nighter when Jaden Daniels threw it up to Terry McLaurin as he was about to get hit against the Bengals? And we were in the text thread and you said, Caleb hasn't made that throw yet. This throw right there with Bobby Wagner about to destroy him on a clear blitz, unblocked, was an absolutely perfect throw to the 3-yard line to DJ Moore.
Yeah, seeing him be able to be willing to make that play.
Yes, sir.
Because there's a lot of courage that comes with making a throw like that.
Stepping into it as the blitzer is in your face.
And you kind of know, like, man, I'm going to get one here.
Yep.
It better be worth it.
And it was worth it. It was an exquisite throw and a great catch, and DJ got hurt. And it should have been a touchdown drive, but then Doug Kramer happened. And then a little bit later in the fourth quarter, this one looked a lot like the special play to Cole Kmet against Jacksonville in England, where he ends up scrambling to the right and looking like he's just going to run and get out of bounds and sees someone come open. This time it's Keenan Allen, and instead of the jumping rifle throw to Kmet, it's a beautifully lofted touch throw to Keenan Allen.
Here's a bootleg. Williams able to get around Armstrong. Now throws it across his body. Look at that throw. Keenan Allen to the 18-yard line. The improvisational skills of Caleb Williams on full display.
Oh, my gosh. Right here. Pause this. At this point, Keenan Allen is right here. There's nobody open. And Caleb Williams makes something work from nothing, and that is a veteran presence who is supposed to chip and block. He didn't even have a route. He's supposed to go up there, chip, 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 and then turn around. Just instincts.
Now, I got to say, as that's happening,
yeah,
I don't want him to throw the ball. Because that is everything that quarterbacks are taught not to do. You're drifting. The defense is drifting with you. You're almost never supposed to make that throw back over the center of the field.
It wasn't too much back towards the middle across the body. I know. It's kind of throw that Jordan Love threw against Cowboys that got picked last year in the playoffs. This was a little bit further down the field, but his vision was awesome, and he lofted it just perfectly to where only Keenan could get it.
It was incredible touch that was put on that pass, which is another reason why you're sitting there going, oh, no, the ball's hanging up in the air too long.
Because it wasn't rifled, man.
There's going to be a guy that's going to run underneath that. I thought that he did a great, like, on that play, I would love to have been in the room with them as they watched it as an offense, because I felt like he drifted so far that he had maybe dragged the defense out of their responsibilities enough to make that throw. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like he had gotten them all out of sorts where guys were like, I'm out of my gap. You know what I mean? Because they're making their way across the field.
Absolutely. And this is the stuff that everybody talks about. Cliff Kingsbury last week, you know, making the Pat Mahomes comp himself. And he's the one who coached Mahomes at Texas Tech. And then Caleb at USC. And so this is the stuff that we've dreamed of seeing that stuff on the move and finding a way to make it complete. Look, I think it's incredibly special that he was able to bounce back after a brutal first three quarters and change to then be as excellent as he was towards the end. And it's part of why it's such a crime that they lost the game, because he should have been able to take that feeling along with a win. But I thought it was incredibly special. In general, he's able to do that, and he showed it on several different throws. Those two may be the highlight of it all. I am selling 0% of my stock in Caleb Williams.
Zero
percent of my stock in Caleb Williams. Feeling very confident and very good about what Caleb Williams is going to be in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I know the NFL fade route is perfunctory. A lot of people look at it as a throw that should be made by most quarterbacks. Being able to do it consistently is a big deal to me. And even like the throw to Keenan Allen, like that, like even on like him getting the PI call, I thought that throw was in like a great spot.
I thought that was going to be a touchdown. I disagreed. Romo said it wasn't going to be caught. He was wrong.
It was totally going to be caught.
It was 100% going to be caught.
Because that ball lands before the end line, and if he doesn't get snatched, he's 6'3". He's going to make that catch.
And that was fourth down. It was fourth down after the two quarterback draws. So, yeah, I thought he was really, really good in that fourth quarter and extremely special. I mean, I got to say, though, Jaden Daniels has something that doesn't.
Hold on a second. Are we now doing the special for Jaden Daniels, too?
It's just one little thing.
Is this the hop, skip, and a jump?
It's the hop, skip, and a jump where Tony Romo calls it before it even happens, just knowing full well that a first down was inevitable.
Third and three. Here comes the pressure again. Escapes.
That's a first down.
And well, tiptoed at the end, and I think he got it with that last wiggle. Past the sticks. First down, Washington.
You cannot let him get outside the pocket. He's as dangerous as anybody ever outside, and puts a little stiff arm and then just reaches that ball to ensure the first down.
Just got to acknowledge how absurd he is. And Romo says, oh yeah, that's a first down. It's way before he makes like two moves and gives that little extra wiggle to get the first down.
I did think that Romo lent into a little bit of hyperbole when he was like, this guy is already like a top five runner of all time. And I'm like, or a top 10 runner of all. I was like, come on, fam. Like,
he's not the only one saying that.
I know, but that's a little much.
But what it is the combination. Look, Jaden's really good.
But he was talking specifically about being a runner. And I'm like, we can get to 10 pretty easily. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. He's pretty damn good, man.
Because I don't think he... All I'm saying is that you saw a guy. here that's not even a starting quarterback anymore that was a really beautiful runner. And I know it's different because Justin would dip his shoulder if he had to, but he would also run away from people.
Yeah.
And there is Lamar Jackson, and Steve Young exists, and Randall Cunningham. You know what I mean?
Like, I do.
So to already be on that list.
You're a hater. You're a Jaden Daniels hater.
There is no world in which you can say someone who's played in 8 NFL games is one of the top 10 running quarterbacks of all time. Like, full stop right there.
Thank you, Shane.
Can I say that?
You said that a lot more elegantly than I did.
Josh Allen's a better runner than Jaden Daniels is right now.
Jalen Hurt, like, there are guys that are in the league right now.
Byron
really
Leftwich was a better runner.
No, he wasn't.
Donovan McNabb was a better runner than Michael Vick, who you guys didn't even mention.
Yeah.
You see what I mean about how we could get to 10 pretty quickly?
Mitchell Trubisky was an incredible runner.
Mark Brunell has entered the chat. Mark Brunell would like a word.
Archie Manning has entered the chat.
Fran Steve McNair.
See what I mean? That's what I meant.
But we're putting Jaden Daniels up there after 8 games.
We've already gotten to 10, and this is just off the top of our head.
Bunch of haters.
I don't even know if we even got all top 10 rushing guys on the list of guys.
Aaron Rodgers.
Early Aaron Rodgers.
Now it's good to have fun with names.
I agree with that, Pat. I definitely agree with that. It's nice to hear a lot of names. I've enjoyed all the names that we've heard. Okay, fine.
Geno Smith.
No.
John Elway.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty good. He was pretty good.
Trying to think of others.
Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Cordell Stewart.
Russell Wilson looked like an all-pro. I remember that.
He looked really good last night.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He did.
He did. And you were a hater on Russell Wilson 2 weeks ago.
I was.
Yeah. And now you're...
Now he's going to have another baby.
What, because of last night?
No, Sierra was like, hey, let's call it Cinco. Let's get another kid up in here.
That's too many.
Talk about efficiency rating. Guy started having sex like 6 years ago, and how many kids does he have right now?
Can I throw another name out there?
Sure.
For early babies or
for rushing quarterbacks?
Antonio Cromartie. Oh, that's not what we're doing. I'm sorry.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah, he was good. He was good at that.
Go look at what he did in the Super Bowl. Go look at what he did up against Green Bay game.
I'm not going to blame you, Speaks. It's Tony Romo being an idiot because Tony Romo is an idiot, and I'm tired of his stupid shtick.
RG3. But
put it all out there.
See what I mean, though, Shane? How many is that 20, now? We've done like 15. 20.
Yeah.
Dan Pastorini.
Yes?
No. I was kidding on that one.
Alex Smith.
He was pretty good.
No. Yes.
I don't think he's better than Jaden is right now.
It was his whole thing.
We'll see if Jaden's shins hold up.
How about Cam Newton? Cam Newton, any good?
That works.
Yeah. Yeah, you got one there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Shane, you are correct. The idea.
You guys.
The idea that he's already top 10. Lamar Jackson is out here winning MVPs. Okay. So there. I just had to bring that up because it bothered me.
I understand.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, no, you don't have to go that far. You could just say he's really good at doing that. You don't have to put a list together of top 10 rushers of all time at the quarterback position.
Bernie Kosar was really fleet of foot. All right, he wasn't. Now I'm just hating.
Now you're just
on you guys.
Now you're just doing stuff.
I am doing stuff.
I'm hating on late nights.
I hate you for that. That's also excellent. I saw Espo yesterday.
He's just on the hall right now.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Oh, Espo. Espo is trying to find a way to get to Japan with the Cubs in March. He's trying to find a way.
Start a GoFundMe.
He should, actually.
Seems to work. I know.
Yes. Yeah,
I want to go too. How big can we make that Cubs broadcast booth? Anybody who has worked at all in the Cubs broadcast booth over the last 2 years needs to be a part of it for Japan. That's what I'm trying to make happen.
Wait, I'm on that list.
Yeah, did you do it?
I did a fill-in.
You did a pre-post, right?
Yeah.
All right, but you're in.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm going to Japan. when we come back, I got something for you.
All right, good.
I got something that I feel like you can enjoy both from a baseball standpoint and from a cultural reference standpoint. That's next here on The Score.